is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Selena Zito. SelenaZito.com is the website to watch Selena report from the middle of somewhere. Selena writes for the Washington Examiner, and she reports on the small towns and the rural counties and the counties that lead into large cities from western Pennsylvania to Wisconsin to Iowa, and then all along what Selena has taught me to say is Appalachia. And we're going to go to Appalachia again in summertime, but we're going to begin in a country store, that Selena was lucky enough to rediscover now that we're all coming out of the virus. We took 2020 off. There was no sitting in country stores. We go to Buckstown, Pennsylvania, to Dupstadt's Country Store. This family is the third to own this store in more than 118 years. This is an institution. Selena, a very good day to you. Congratulations for taking us into Dupstadt. Why do people go there? What purpose does it serve as an institution in Buckstown? Good day.
Good day to you. Thanks so much for having me on. Dupstadt's services, I mean, I think in Buckstown there's a total of 20 homes. So that's how tiny this village is. So obviously they cannot rely just on the people that live in the town. However, this general store is the kind of general store that you see all over the country, and you might just pass by and not think anything about what's inside. But what's inside is everything, from the penny candy, which you expect if you have any sort of sense of nostalgia, but also there's groceries. There's fresh produce from the farms nearby. The milk and the eggs and the cheese and the bacon also come from local farms. You can also buy fishing equipment and dishware and clothing and steel toe boots and cowboy boots and canned goods. I mean, if you need it, it is in there. And so it attracts people for probably a 30 mile radius around. And it people much prefer to go there than rather go into the larger cities and go to the Walmart. And the reason is first of all, they are very specific about everything that's in their building that is made in this country, made in America, and as local as possible, which is even more granular. But also the hospitality is amazing. There's a bench to sit outside and set a spell if you want to just, put your feet up or take in the trucks and the cars and the people going by on the Lincoln Highway. But also inside, you are treated as if you are the most important person to walk in there, whether you're going to spend 3 cents on penny candy or whether you're spending, $100 on a pair of steel-toed boots.
This is Somerset County. It reminded me immediately when I read your story of Davis's country store, drug store in the middle of Narberth, Pennsylvania. This is Montgomery County outside of Philadelphia, the collar counties. As a child, and I'm looking at maybe I was allowed to go to Narberth by foot when I was 10. I think that was the first. I was tall, Selena, so I got away with it with mom. I went and I would wander the aisles with 15 cents in my pocket, knowing that there was a payoff for this trip. There was going to be an ice cream cone at the end, but then there was a rack of Donald Duck comic books and Scrooge McDucks were my favorite. Does all that describe Dupstadt's? Is there an ice cream counter there or was there?
Yeah, there's an ice cream counter. There's a deli. There's fresh produce. There's penny candy. There's bottled soda pop. I mean, it has all the nostalgia, but also is completely kept up with the times. It's not something that's lost in time or frozen in time. It is something that is very in touch and in sync with the times around it. But it also retains its roots in providing good quality merchandise, but also treating a person with respect and individuality.
History. Buckstown, Pennsylvania. We begin It was founded in 1903. The 50th anniversary of Gettysburg was 1913. Woodrow Wilson was the president of the United States. He attended the gathering at Gettysburg that year. Was the veterans themselves. Both sides gathered, and there are wonderful photographs. I urge you all to look for them, of the two old warriors staring at each other, each comparing the length of their beards. And I'm going to imagine that on their way to Gettysburg, this is one of the spoke roads that lead to Gettysburg, I think, they stopped at Dubstadt's. Is that a memory for the store?
Yes, that is definitely a memory for the store. They would have, anybody coming from the west of Gettysburg would have come along this road. This is the Lincoln Highway. This is the first coast-to-coast road in the entire country. And founded in, laid out in 1913, well, completed in 1913. And so many of the soldiers from Pittsburgh or Ohio or Indiana or, all points west that were part of the United States and part of the Union in 1863, all had to come through on that road. There was no other road to get to Gettysburg. And Somerset County would have been today it's an hour's drive from Pittsburgh. At that time was probably a 3 hours drive, and those roads were bumpy and hard and rough, and they stopped there for water or food or replenish themselves, and so that was an important place to fuel up, if you will. 150 years ago or 120 years ago.
Yes, on their way to Gettysburg. Also history. Selena reports that you can, from this store, see where Flight 93 went down. You report that they saw the debris cloud that day. Is that correct, Selena?
They saw the plane go down that day. There was a woman there, one of the wives of one of the Dubstadt's, and she saw the plane go down. She was working in the store that day. Everyone in the store felt the earth move when it hit, and they all ran outside. She happened to be looking out the back window at, just by happenstance, and they all ran outside and saw the immediate black cloud of smoke just rise up. Shanksville is only a couple miles from Buckstown. And many of the people in the store, including family members, are volunteer firemen. And they immediately ran to their cars and ran to the fire stations and went over there. They were the first responders. They were the first people there when Flight 93 had hit the ground.
The Dubstadt's are the third family to own the store. And I take it, when you make the reference to finding workers, that was a smile on your face, Selena. Everybody in the family works there, right? Everybody and they've ever married, they've ever known works there.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what was really interesting, one of my favorite places on the Lincoln Highway to stop and have a cheeseburger is the Lincoln Cafe. It's located next door to the general store. Now, the family had not ever owned the Lincoln Cafe, but the Lincoln Cafe closed down during the pandemic, and Robin and one of the Dubstadt's daughters or granddaughters purchased the Lincoln Cafe, and so I was able to, and they kept the same cook, so the cheeseburger was just as good as I remember it being.
How did they come through the pandemic? And we're still in it, I understand, but there may be some bumps ahead, but how was business? Did they seek help from the programs that were meant for restaurants and eateries such as Dubstadt's?
They did not mention that they sought help. However, they said they were closed for 6 weeks. And when they opened up, of course, everyone had to be masked that worked there. They came in there. But their business has never been brisker. It's never been bigger. And I think a lot of that has to do with people's faith in large corporations, large institutions, that includes government, has obviously waned, not only in government and institutions because of how the pandemic was handled, but also annoyed with large corporations as the younger generation sort of forces them to become social justice warriors. And so they have found that their business has only gotten bigger in the past year because people are looking for something more local. They're looking for somewhere to go where they're not going to be lectured. In fact, I argue in the story, the only time they will lecture you in the store is if you do not close that screen door. When you go in and out of the building, they will tell you, hey, close the door behind you. But I didn't find too many people not closing the door. But, yeah.
That would have frightened the 10-year-old John. I would have worried about the screen door. I would have made sure that they knew that it wasn't me who left it open. Dubstats in Buckstown, Pennsylvania, Somerset County. We're going to turn to more politics when we come back, this time a strike at a specialty steel. But at the same time, it's a way of talking about the middle of somewhere. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, selenazito.com is the website to follow Selena's reporting. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.